This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday, if you're gonna buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday. And they're in a hurry and they don't do nothing right. Friday is the worst day of the week. That's the day they make the lemons, dogs, and freaks. If your car was made on Friday, friend, you'd soon be in the creek. 'Cause it's payday and the loafing has begun. Love them Friday cars, just hope you don't get one. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday are all bad days, and the only try day is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
My car was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
If your car was made on Wednesday, I'd advise you not to even leave home.
Don't buy a car made on Monday or Friday. It's the advice from Johnny Cash. On Wednesday, January the 3rd, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, rapping along with my pal Jay Kirshner, understanding how we have become great friends. I like to think that all the people who listen to us, for the most part, are our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a great friend story, the story of a 7-year-old girl named Layla Peck, who last week threw a special birthday party for her best friend. Her best friend is Joe Gagliardi. Her best friend is 100 years old. This girl, who has befriended this man, managed to convince somebody in the local fire station to celebrate this man's 100-year-old birthday by bringing a fire truck to his front yard, to his front door. And apparently what she did was go around in her school and got 100 of her classmates, schoolmates, to make cards, handmade cards, 100 of them, to give to this 100-year-old man, Joe Gagliardi, who is her best friend. And they delivered them on a fire truck.
That is beautiful. They've known each other since she was a baby.
They
have a long history together.
Yep, very nicely done. Congratulations, very cool. Yep, good stuff. Let's see what's happening with other items of interest. I keep going off on this business of the border, a couple of more things. They want to reopen cities and ports where they closed it down in December after they realized what a mess they have. I'm frustrating myself, Jay, here, because I probably shouldn't even talk about it, because it doesn't make any sense. It's just another reason not to vote for these people, it seems to me. I don't understand how anybody who has any common sense at all would support this sort of stuff. And am I getting to sound like a broken record? Am I just sticking with? I just don't get it. And maybe I've said that enough, and so maybe I should just stop.
Will they be doing a better job of documenting people as they come in at these borders?
It doesn't look like it. They're just letting them in. I don't see any evidence of that. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, let's talk about where you go when you're in a hurry to get something. How many people raise your hands if you go to a convenience store? And what's your favorite convenience? Do you have 7-Eleven in your town? Do you have a Wawa? Do you have a local joint that is run by some local businessman? Many of the, and I don't say this prejudicially, Most of the convenience stores, whether they are national chains or whether they are local, are run by Pakistanis or Indians. At least in the places that I frequent, there are, you know, and I wonder why it is. The reason I bring it up is because I wonder what there is about that business that generates so much interest in the Pakistani community. I'll put that in quotation marks. I just wonder about that as I'm looking at an overview of how much money is generated in our country just by convenience stores. Locally owned convenience stores, some of them are regional, some of them national. Last year, 2023, in dollars, $906 billion in business was done by you going into the convenience store and buying a candy bar. Or whatever it is, you know, the convenience stores that are attached to gas stations, that kind of stuff. Imagine that. The 7-Eleven chain opened in 1969. And I'm looking around now, they have 84,000 stores around the world. They're all over the place. Every place you can't go, and it was like McDonald's. 7-Elevens are as frequently seen as McDonald's restaurants in other countries, which I find fascinating. As no longer an American-owned company, I think it's owned by a Swedish group, but they have franchises. Most of them around, as I say, where I am, run by Pakistanis, and they don't.
7-Eleven Inc. also took over like nearly 4,000 Speedway convenience stores.
Yeah, they did. Yep. Gas stations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, hopefully making your day a little more interesting with things that other people are not talking about. This is the Good Day program. And then there are things that other people are talking about, like this big East Coast winter storm. Washington's going to get hit. Philadelphia, New York, Boston, they're going to get the first significant snow. At least that's what's thought on Wednesday morning. Let's see what they're saying a couple of days from now as the snowstorm comes across the country. What do you have in your forecast for Cleveland? Because there's always that lake effect snow that is in the snowstorms are enhanced.
A couple of days of snow, 30-degree weather. I think it's supposed to snow later this afternoon and then a little bit more tonight before we get into more snow tomorrow. Mm. Tomorrow is supposed to be really cold.
Ugh. All right, well, I'll wave to you from California.
See you later. I thrive in this time of year. Winter.
I know, you love it.
Absolute favorite
I know.
Season.
Yeah, right. All right, the celebration, excuse me, of the death of this senior Hamas leader killed in Beirut. Apparently, he was a key figure who tried to and was successful in getting Iranians involved. Excuse me, in the war in Israel. His name, shall I try to pronounce it? What do you think? Is it worth it? Well, probably nobody cares what his name is. There was a drone strike in Beirut because there have been there's so many different missiles launched at American interests. So we just dropped some bombs here and there, and the commander of the military wing of Hamas in the West Bank, deputy chairman of the group's political bureau, he was killed by this. And he's a human being, but you know what? What's he doing that's any good for? He thinks he's doing good, I guess, doing some good. I don't think that most of the world shares that. Most of the world's happy the guy's dead. So, but somebody, I'm sure somebody somewhere loved him, and we'll leave it at that. Goodbye. With the border thing, I just want to go back to this for a second, and I know I sound like I'm a broken record here. The new Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, is going to the border today to try to call attention to what the Biden administration is doing and to try to come up with a plan for immigration, because there is no plan. It's just open the borders, let everybody in. It is the dumbest thing that one can conceive. Really? There's no rhyme or reason to it. And how do Democrats even support it? Give me one. I don't know. You post this on our social media, if you will, Jay, at Good Day Networks. What is the what possible good, or how do they rationalize? Or if you're a Democrat or you support this, no matter what your party, I don't want to make this about party. This is about common sense and no common sense. What is the reason in your mind that makes this a good idea? To open, reopen the border, cut down the fences along the Texas border. What makes that good? All right, does that make sense to ask that question? Whether it does or doesn't.
What is the reason in your mind that makes reopening the border a good idea?
Yeah, right. All right, magnitude 1.7 earthquake in New York City yesterday. How about that? U.S. Geological Survey says it was in Queens. It was down 5 miles under the surface of the planet. No reports of injuries or damage, but it caused some issues on Roosevelt Island going across the East River. But just think New York City. We don't think of New York City. Even though if you look at the faults, the fault lines across our country, the New Madrid fault line that goes not far from where you are, Jay, there's a big fault line in Ohio, goes across Pennsylvania.
Tennessee.
Yep, it's someday it's going to open up. There was a quake that shook Rockville, Maryland, which is a town northwest of Washington, also yesterday. It was 15 miles down. So this is the Earth reshaping itself as it does. Not, what are we doing to the Earth? We're doing nothing to the Earth. The Earth does what it does because it can. I guess as much as anything else. Who's going to argue with Mother Earth, right? Oh, you can't do that. Okay. How are you going to stop that? No, not going to stop it. Let me encourage you as we get into the new year to help yourself to some fun. There are a lot of people who want to go away this weekend, for example. So I suggest if you want to go to Las Vegas, you call 800-419-3684 and make it a free trip. 3 days and two nights. How about them apples? Have a good time. Dial 800-419-3684 for free nights in Vegas right now.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with our focus on a couple of things from the world of social media, trending celebrity news, and in the top 10 today is a focus on Snoop Dogg, who's going to do something. Usually he's surrounded by smoke, right? He's like Willie Nelson. Every time you're around him, you know it's him or Willie because they smell like marijuana, because they're always smoking marijuana. Or at least that's the rap. Is that true? I don't know. I've never been around Snoop Dogg and never been close enough to Willie to get a good whiff. But we're going to find out what Snoop's latest assignment is, which if you haven't heard the story, will raise your eyebrows. I think somebody's going to say, huh, to this story right after these words.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new place, nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's the dog. The extra clean version of this, as I was just saying.
The pimp to me, yes.
Drop it like
not just the clean version, like extra clean.
Extra clean.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons I just don't like him. I just think everything about him is dirty. But a lot of people like him, and that's why NBC has hired him to join the network for the 2024 Summer Olympics. He's going to provide coverage of what? Smoking pot? What is he going to, what's the assignment here?
The Olympics.
The Olympic Games.
The Olympic
Games.
I know, but I'm not surprised by this because Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg did a, what was it called? The Olympic Highlights with Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. And they covered, they're both big sports enthusiasts, Olympics enthusiasts. Snoop Dogg has followed the Olympics intently since he was a child. And they were giving different recaps of the impressive displays of athleticism.
So he sounds like he knows what he's talking about then.
Yeah, and brings a sense of humor with it. And then also with that previous show, they would discuss the moments that didn't go as planned and everything. And, I mean, they're both funny, Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg. And Snoop Dogg, NBC saw something in Snoop Dogg and was like, yeah, we're riding on this bandwagon. He sounded great when he did the other one, so let's go for it.
So what am I portraying by not being impressed by this? I'm not a fan of Kevin Hart.
Well, you're
Hart
not a Snoop Dogg fan. Why would you be impressed by this?
Well, okay. But why am I not a Snoop Dogg fan? Now I'm questioning myself, what is there about him that I don't like or I don't find attractive? Maybe that's a better way of putting it. I don't mean to make this about me, but a lot of people would stay sort of at arm's length from him. Even though he's an accomplished professional in his, what's her face, Martha Stewart loves the guy.
Oh, loves they're BFFs, him. Yeah.
I wouldn't, he's a rapper, I wouldn't be surprised
if media personality, has made a big business of just being himself.
Right. Well, just listen. That's the best way to do it, right? Rather than being a faker or a phony baloney, just be who you are. I think what I get a kick out of, though, with him is seeing some of the cars that he drives. You ever seen some of those... there's a black, I don't know, I think it's a black Lincoln convertible that has yellow stripes on it. Have you ever seen that one?
I haven't, no.
Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's part of his character. And you know what? Good for him. If he can create something out of nothing with his personality, God bless him. Another American entrepreneur in the focus. That's what Snoop Dogg is. 28 after here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is explaining the noticeable absence of his wife, former First Lady Melania Trump, during a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Melania, great First Lady, so popular, the people love her. Her mother, Melania, is very ill, and hopefully that'll be okay.
It is also Trump's explanation for why his wife was not in the family's Christmas photo and why she has been absent on the campaign trail and in court proceedings. A New Year's crash following a concert in Rochester, New York, that left two people dead and five others injured, may have been an act of terrorism. Three cars collided early Monday, one of them exploding as a result. There were a number of gasoline canisters found in the area of the vehicle which exploded, including inside the vehicle itself, raising suspicion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
You stand in line. It's a long way coming down. Ladders in your eye. Or a Wednesday in your garden. A thing that I would die.
Hasta la vista, baby.
He's responsible for lots of movie quotes, isn't he? All be back. Hasta la vista, baby. He doesn't have much to say, but when he says it, kind of like Sylvester Stallone in some of those movies. He isn't spoken. There was one movie, I think Sylvester Stallone didn't. He never opened his mouth. He just...
What movie was that?
I'm trying to remember what movie it was, but I don't remember. But I know there was this story floating around. You can probably look it up someplace. At any rate, hello. Back to the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the 3rd of January. Here's the best story of the day. You know what my philosophy is, right? Bring him the good news and then give him some of the news that maybe... they won't like, so we can appreciate the good news, because we're about all the news here on Good Day, all that matters, and it isn't all bad. Story from Maui, Hawaii, a jeweler offering hundreds of dollars worth of free jewelry repair services to people whose gold and jewels were tarnished or damaged during the fires last year. This is really cool. The generosity of Maui Islanders has been inspiring, so he said. So the jeweler is the owner of Nokai Oi Jewelers. Think I'm pronouncing that correctly? I don't know whether I am or not, but anyway. He got this idea after being moved to action. Some of the stories of jewelers repairing pieces in the aftermath of the wildfires back 5 or 6 years ago. He said, these are not just ordinary items. These are the most precious possessions that people go back to the ruins to dig out. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel that it's something I must do. So he's repaired 150 pieces of jewelry so far, Jay. Has another 300 that have been sent by residents who had jewelry boxes and safes burned up in the fires. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. All right, so that's the good story. Now, here's the bad story. This came about, and I looked at this and I thought, do I want to tell this story or not? And I guess I want to tell it because I'm so disgusted by the aftermath of yet another senseless killing with a gun in the hands of somebody who never, ever, ever should have had his hands on a gun. The story of a boy that was shot over the weekend. He was in a bicycle race. 10-year-old, all the contestants in this race were 10 years old. And the one who came in second somehow or other had a gun, and he opened fire on the winner, another 10-year-old, and killed him. How does a 10-year-old get a gun? This is a town called Farm Hill, Foothill Farms. It's northeast of Sacramento. So he gets the gun and shoots this kid. What the hell's the matter with our society?
Did he already have it on him?
I don't know that. I was trying to figure that out. I don't think so. I think he went back. This was in their neighborhood, and he went back home. I don't know that, but I'm looking at a picture of the kid that was shot. And you can just imagine what his mother... Her mother's there watching the race. And his father was there. Now, the father of this 10-year-old has been booked on suspicion of possession of a firearm. He's a felon. He's a criminal. He had a gun that he'd stolen. And so the kid finds the gun, knows where it is. This guy should be in jail for the rest of his life and never, ever get out. Never.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in and out of jail anyway. He was supposed to be in court last week for something on some other charge. Just throw away the key. Get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Trash. Dirt.
The child who died had just gotten that bike for Christmas, begged to go out and play with neighborhood kids at a bike race, and that it was only gone for 15 minutes before neighbors were pounding on her door.
All right, so let's get out of this mode for a second. I'm just thinking about philosophy. You know, you look around. I try to come as clean as I can, as close as I can to my philosophy for living on this program. And I hope that you get that. Jay does, too. We think about what we say. We think about the ramifications of what we say, our positions on things. I think what's happened to me is I've been on the radio for as long as I have. I've gotten wiser as I've gotten older. Maybe that just happens with age. I don't know. That's what they say. I'm not sure I've ever been that wise. I have been a thinker, and I have been someone who is, I have to tell you, a lot of people don't like me because I'm as frank as I am. Not just on the air. I mean, in general, people. I do a lot of. I'm very involved in my community and my town where I live, and I'm very outspoken. I do a local television program with another fellow who's lived in town all of his life, and we're very, very focused on what's going on the good stuff in town. But still, you get frank with people and experiences. There are a lot of dimensions to our lives, and my own decision to address different dimensions is part of me. I do know how to compartmentalize things. I do stay away from some things. You'll hear very little discussion on this program of politics because I don't think it goes anywhere. Once in a while, I feel like I have to talk about that stuff, but I don't like to because I don't think it goes anywhere. We all know where we stand. Not very many's mind, many people's minds are changed by anything we say. But that just that story we just talked about with that 10-year-old kid being shot by another 10-year-old, that's going to change the mind of somebody who is a hard and fast, everybody should have a gun believer, right? That story is going to change somebody's opinion. And that's kind of what it's about. It's something, I don't know whether I think sometimes life is short or life is long, but when we get philosophizing, looking like we did yesterday, Jay, at the picture of our universe from the Webb telescope and how small our galaxy is, and how small our solar system is, and how small our planet is. You know, you think about things, hopefully. You're not the most important person, and you've got to get along with the other people who are here in a way that shows them respect. And there's no respect. This guy, well, people will say, well, he was he came from a home that was underprivileged. He came from a tough life. That's no excuse. There are plenty of people who have come from tough circumstances and have made something of themselves. You make a choice, right? It's a choice you make. How to live your life. Make a choice. You want to live it contributing to humanity and to make your life better and the life of your family better, or you want to be a bum and, you know, go down whatever street you want to. But I know which direction I'm going in, and I'm headed more down that road now than I think I ever have been. Closer to family and friends and doing the things that I think are important and that give me satisfaction. Talking to people every day on the air is very satisfying for me because I know we're helping a lot of people. All right, so last week, now having said that, last week it was Spirit lost a kid, right? Sent him to Cleveland. He was supposed to go to Fort Lauderdale or something. Remember that story from last week?
Yeah, Orlando or Miami. Yeah, he went to Orlando or Miami instead of Fort Lauderdale or Fort Myers. And to, it was visiting his grandmother, and the grandmother had to drive to go pick him up.
Right. All right, so now this week it's Frontier, who's lost a 16-year-old. He was supposed to go to Cleveland, I think, and he ended up in Tampa. I don't know. He was leaving Tampa, supposed to go to Cleveland. He ended up in San Juan. That was it. And so the airline says, well, we took care of him immediately. He was flown back to Tampa and then booked on a flight to go where he was supposed to go. Okay, that's swell, but how did it get screwed up in the first place? What's going on with management here? So this was the first time the father said the first time this youngster had ever been on a plane by himself. I was 16, fairly mature, but still there are a lot of kids that haven't been out and about much. I can imagine how they could be confused easily.
But how do you get past the ticketing agent? You have to.
I don't know. That's the thing.
To get
right,
on the plane.
They scan the ticket. You got to be asleep at the switch when you see that. And then there's the announcement that's made. When I came back Monday from Florida, when we got on the plane, the flight attendant said, "Anybody not going to Boston, please get off the plane." I looked at her. And I said, we shut the microphone off. How do people get on the plane if their ticket is scanned and the machinery is working properly? And she rolled her eyeballs and said, that happens all the time. So, does it really? Does it really happen all the time? Wow. And as I thought about that, I was thinking about how, you know, we have a focus here in this country, as well we should, as we talk about the disgusting realities of what's going on at the border. And in that group, I'm not sure we're paying enough attention to the people that are involved in human trafficking. How many children are coming across the border under the auspices of freedom, and yet they're being brought over by these coyotes and some of these other people, the drug lords, or just human traffickers. And these youngsters and the women, I don't know if there are too many men involved in this, but I know there are plenty of women and there are lots of children. 28 million people subjected to human trafficking. The crime occurs in every single state of our country. And most of the trafficking is done on superhighways, the roadways. That's a means to getting these people, once they've gotten across the border. We heard the stories, what was it? The most recent one was a couple of months ago where a truck was parked off the road in some backwoods of Texas, and it was a semi with 80 people inside the thing.
Oh, yeah, was that somebody that ended up not getting paid, so they quit on the job?
Yeah, they
all
quit.
Of those people.
And left the people in the truck. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them died. Anyway, let's see if we can dig around. I think it's an important item of interest for us all. So here's Akeem Ture with some more.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
After the hour on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Here's something surprising. Not that we would normally pay a whole lot of attention to what the Queen of Denmark is doing. Who even knew that there was a Queen of Denmark? Right, Jay? Her name is Margaret. It's Queen Margaret the Third. She's going to abdicate her throne. She's been in, I was going to say in office, and that's probably not appropriate. She's been in that position since her father died 52 years ago. So she says next week she will step down as the Queen of Denmark, 83 mm-hmm. years old, going to hand the throne over to her 55-year-old son, Crown Prince Frederick. And so she's had a long career, but I had forgotten. I guess I do know that there was a queen.
Yeah, well, good for her. I mean, she can help him figure things out. I'm sure he's already been in training, royal training, since his birth.
Yeah,
but
she's
still around to help.
That's an interesting phrase, royal training. That's like, you know, training to be on the throne, but not the throne that the king and queen sit on. Think about.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pretty much everybody, I say that lovingly, James Collins, who's the youngest member of our staff, you recognize this theme, only maybe because we played it before, right?
Well, it's the Dallas theme. How do you expect me not to know the Dallas?
And you're in Dallas.
Exactly.
Oh, of course! Why didn't I think of that? Hi, Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments. Jay and Chuck and I talk about what's going on in film and television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe they'll bring Dallas back. Right, or if somebody was born or died on this date, let's just so now I've got Chuck's mind all figured out. All right, who was born?
Actually, I was looking at birthdays, and I noticed that Victoria Principal, who played Pam Ewing on the TV show Dallas, turned 74 years old today. I always loved the opening credits, the overhead shot of Dallas Cowboys Stadium. That was a great. Mm-hmm. That really was. It was, for the most part, a great show. I was a big, big fan. Last few seasons, not so much, but overall,
well,
good, bad.
They run out of steam. There are very few shows that can maintain the writing. The Law & Order crew figures out how to make that sustaining. But one of the things that I heard about Blue Bloods, which is going away after, 14, 15 seasons, is that they've just run out of ideas for the family. It isn't just that Tom Selleck is 80 and he doesn't really think that he portrays that a police commissioner is not going to be 80. So what do they do next? I'd like to see them do a spinoff because the cast likes each other and there ought to be some way of doing a spinoff from.
That's a good idea. I mean, they could do that. I'm sure the fan base would embrace that. One other thing on Victoria Principal. She also was a big part of the movie Earthquake in 1974, played the character Rosa. Wound up with George Kennedy's Luce Slade character, which I thought was a very interesting pairing film.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. But here's the thing, Doug. Think about this. I was looking at the facts on Earthquake when I was getting ready to do this. Earthquake in 1974 was produced for $7 million, and it wound up grossing $80 million. With all those miniature practical effects that were really excellent in its time. Still hold up pretty well now, a lot of them.
I'm reading a biography of John Wayne.
Yeah.
It goes back to his early days and what he made and the sorts of things. He was paid $300 a week for being in, he would make three or four pictures a year, and he made $300 a week. And then he made $3,000 or $4,000, and then he was making $30,000 or $40,000. Then he made $300,000 or $400,000, and then he made $3 to $4 million. And it's just interesting, over the course of, when he took his career, he took his, basically his life in Hollywood, you know, into his own control, he was much better off. But it's very interesting to see how the
industry grew and grew and grew. But what's interesting really about these films, take a movie like Earthquake in the 70s, is how in those days, you know, the studio system was able to keep their budget under control, where these movies were extremely profitable. Now, theatrically, if a movie breaks even, they're lucky. Most movies don't. I would say the majority are underwater, especially now, these movies made in the last few years. They're almost all underwater until they hit the secondary markets, which is streaming and Blu-ray or these other cable. But they cannot control the budgets of these films. Even simple rom-coms, which should cost no more than $15 million to produce, they cost $25, $30 or more. I don't know where the money goes.
All right, Burt Reynolds' documentary is out and about, and there are a lot of people who are, it's on, let's see, where did I see this? It was on the plane, and I'm trying to remember what the source of it was, whether it was Hulu. I just Google Burt Reynolds.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Burt Reynolds. I was watching, because I was flipping the channels during a holiday break, and on Amazon Prime, the movie Malone was on from 1987, and I enjoy a lot of that movie. It's a B movie. I mean, it's when he went into the B phase toward the end of the 80s. But I said to somebody when I was watching, and I was a big fan of Burt Reynolds, but when you look at Burt Reynolds in 1972 in Deliverance, and then you look at him in 1987, which is only 15 years later in Malone, he aged very hard. Like, he really aged hard. And his toupees were horrible.
Awful. Terrible.
They really were. It's like some of the, whoever did his toupees were like, didn't know how to do it. Like, they were bad.
The life he led with Lonnie Anderson is part of this documentary.
Oh, cool.
She's in it. She talks about his addiction to prescription drugs, and that's why he aged the way he did.
Okay.
He apparently with her was violent, and then, you know, he went through all of his money. He was broke any number of times.
Yeah.
Apparently it's not a flattering look.
Show.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's called I Am Burt Reynolds.
I want to watch
it. Check that out. Yep.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Chuck Curry, you're welcome, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.